Blog Talk Radio.
Seen the latest numbers of this study show, the Real Talk for Real People study show, which is what this is all about. If you're new and you're new students, there should be over 5,000 students that have come studied with us, and I hope they'll continue to study with us. A lot of numbers, 66%, I believe, is from these United States of America, 30-something% from Canada, Japan, so on and so forth, percentage-wise. So the message seems to be getting out. My name is Yamsuf Arif, which is the message about what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. The message about him. A clear, crystal clear, concise, accurate intelligence study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And his heritage, which is his nation of Shemitic people. Now, that being said, all Shemitic people are not Hebrew Israelites, but it goes without saying that some people think it seems in a faraway place that we're trying to get to, seem to think that they are the only Shemitic people. That is simply not the case. We found this in our studies that Noah had three descendants in Bahr al-Sheikh, which we're studying in, which was Shem, Ham, which is people look remotely like us in the case of the Mizraims. Because think about it, they were our brothers. They are our brothers. And Japhethites, the people from the north. Well, and even though they're not simply from the north, they are all about two different nations. All these brothers are the fathers of different nations. Let's get that clear. So when someone says that you are anti-Semitic, I don't know what Shemitic, I don't know what that means. But I do know Shemitic. And that being said, the definition that comes from that, our father, Shem, and so on and so forth, and according to the rest of the brothers too. And that's why we come here to study, to get a crystal clear picture of the who, what, where, when, and how, and what's going to be. So I'm glad you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to come study with us, because everything else is a hot mess, that monstrosity, especially if you've been taught by the way of the Northmans. The Northman is not going to teach you anything that is correct, and you can expect that, especially in accordance to your Elohim, Yah. No, they will give you some tainted version and some foolish version with a lot of mysticism, but not a lot of correctism. I don't think that's a word, but it's a word for me, correctism. Things crystal clear and correct. That's what the Elohim is about. That's why if you're not hearing from him, you're not on the right tracks, and you're not responding to him in accordance to the way that he would have you respond to him. And that's the way we are. We are monstrosity, and that's why these studies we feel that are imperative and pertinent to our development as human beings by virtue of wisdom and understanding, and spiritually by worship, by reference of the Elohim. And yes, these studies are imperative. That's why we bring them to you, the Most High willing, 5 days a week. And we implore and encourage you to continue studying and burn the midnight oil. What is that saying? The best way to hide something from a so-called Negro is put it in a book. And the evidence doesn't lie. We'll do everything that doesn't advance us as a people, does not open up our horizon as a people. As a matter of fact, we like to be stupid. We can blame it on everybody else. I'm stupid. I know I'm stupid. I'm not going to try to improve at stupidity. I will just blame it on everybody else. That ain't cute. That's the act of a foolish person. And we implore you to do these studies with us and due diligence and be morally obligated and duty bound to do no less. And please burn the midnight oil. And don't trust our word. Trust the Elohim's word. And put it to the test, as Cartrell says. Oh, are you wondering who Cartrell is? Well, to the people that help assist in these studies, with equal setting, is Sister Avia of New York City and Brother Cartrell of New York City. And yes, you may ask me, Yamsu, what do you know about Cartrell and Sister Avia of New York City? I know that Sister Avia has been studying going on 10 years. Sister Avia and Brother Cartrell has been studying, I mean, since he was 14 years old. We had a close encounter with the Elohim. His actions and her actions are reflective of their love for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and you. And some of you are not brothers and sisters. You're from different nations, but they still got love for you. If you got love for the Elohim. And they certainly got love for their brothers and sisters, which are a monstrosity. And the evidence don't lie. Why do they provide these studies for you? Because we need to change. Just like Michael Jackson once alluded to a song, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him or her to make that change. So we're looking at the man in the mirror as far as we are concerned. And yes, we're making changes. And we want them to make changes too. Because that's the only thing that's going to alleviate their suffering, physically, mentally, and or spiritually. And yes, they don't get paid for this. They do it as a labor of love. Because they know what's right. And they want to do what's right. But do you know what's right? And do you want to do what's right? We love you. May the Most High bless you. And praise his holy name. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. And all praises and glory to you. And it is so wonderful to be back. Before we get started,
yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say that I'm an aunt, Brother Contrell, to read Proverbs tonight because I might have to leave early to take care of something.
Okay.
So I don't want to interrupt the show just in case, you know, I do have to leave. So I'll let him read tonight.
No problem. We got your back, sister. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Thank you.
And it's good to have you back, sister. Now, Brother Contrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Shalom, shalom, family. All praise the Holy One of Israel. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
Okay,
good
brothers.
Good to hear you. Good.
Praise y'all.
Praise
y'all. Praise y'all. It's good to be in these studies because we've had no other solution other than the solution we're reading right now. And most of our people haven't really delved in the solution that the Most High has given us. So
exactly.
We err in our ways and we wander in our paths. But through these studies, we see is a clear, crystal clear path that we should be walking, an antidote that we should be taking seriously before things get way out of hand.
Exactly. Exactly. Contrell used to mention a certain thing, and he was right, and he was correct. We're living on life support by virtue of false studies, false gods, abomination, iniquities. We're living on life support. And these studies can help you get off life support in the ICU.
And nowhere in our studies have we seen anything related to religion. Most of our deals with nations. Sorry.
Exactly. Sorry. That's the way it feels. All right. Praise y'all, Contrell. Praise y'all, Sister Abia. And
praise y'all.
Praise you. Praise, may you praise the Elohim, fellow students. So if Contrell and Sister Abia is ready to get to work, by all means, that's what we're here for. Please turn thank you, Contrell. Please turn to Bereshit, the sixth chapter. No, I'm not talking about Genesis. That's the Greek name. I'm talking about the Hebrew name, Bereshit. Okay? Please turn to chapter 6. Let's find out about the wickedness and judgment of mankind and what part did they play. They weren't entirely innocent. That's why we, you know, and our years were regulated by the Elohim because of their wickedness. The Most High shut us down at the most part 120 years. Because the part we played in it, humanity as a whole, you know, y'all got tired. Y'all get tired. You just got tired of it. Let's read. Let's study. Now it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of the sons of God, and they're making reference to these angels. Saw the daughters of men that were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And Yah said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. I'm sick of fighting with them. For it is indeed flesh, and their weaknesses and their innate iniquities. Yet his days shall be regulated, Yah says, shall be 120 years. I'm going to regulate them. There were giants on the earth in those days and also afterwards. Yeah, we got some giants. I'm a Shaq, LeBron James. You can consider them giants of a man, bigger than Shaq. I've seen some guys that that fellow, I forget his name, from the L.A. team that played with LeBron. LeBron was playing with these. No, it wasn't LeBron. It was the other fellow, the other big fellow. He went on to play with the some Northmans. Those Northmans were so big. Look, and he was a big guy by reference of in relationship to the NBA team. But those guys made him look like a little kid. They were some big jokers. Steel giants. Yes.
The Giants that's being made reference to here?
No.
Made these NBA players look like midgets.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
These are crossbreed between humans and angels.
And angels.
And they talking about these giants were 13 to 18 feet tall, which a lot of people believe they were responsible for the megaliths that they see around the world. These huge stone building structures.
Right.
I can believe that.
It's reasonable. Yeah, it's reasonable. There were giants on the, thank you, Gautrell, on the earth in those days and afterward. When the sons of God, these angels, came in the daughters of men, they bore children to them, as Gautrell said, crossbreeds. Those were the mighty men who are of old, men of renown. Then Yah saw the
They weren't just big, gigantic. They were highly intelligent.
Exactly.
So they're looking for the city of Atlantis. It might have been built by these type of people right here.
Could have been. I wouldn't doubt it, Gautrell. I wouldn't argue with you on that point. Then Yah saw that the wickedness a man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Men and women only thought evil continually. Yeah, they seem to be doing that now. And Yah was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So Yah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But that was one fellow. Y'all need to be that one fellow, or one woman. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Elohim. He wasn't a man pleaser. He wasn't a people pleaser. He would have went along with the program, go along to get along. Or Noah was not that type of person. He didn't care if he was ostracized. He didn't care if he didn't have any friends. What was important to Noah, obviously, that he wanted a positive and constructive relationship with the Elohim, which we all should want. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't try to go alone and get alone. Sometimes you got to stay outside the box. God tells you get away from him in the first place. And here's the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man. Be a just man, a just woman. Perfect in his generation. Noah walked, meaning he lived by the concepts and precepts of the Elohim. And Noah begat three sons, which are, as I mentioned, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All nations came from these three brothers, and we're all brothers. We're all, mankind is a brotherhood. Although we're from
Although we're from different sons of Noah. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where did they get this race stuff? The black race, the white race, the yellow race, the red race.
By virtue of universal white race supremacy, they start regulating people by their skin hue and making that, and they were on top. They start calling Pacific Islanders Indians, which they were even their tribal names. So they start putting people into categories, a false misnomer. So if someone calls you black, the universal white race supremacy has made it their claim that you're black simply because they think they're on top. And that's what you all be called. And you go right along with it instead of being the nation that you are. That's simple. And that's why I said, don't go alone to get alone. Right. Go ahead, Contrail.
But I'm saying that we're from different races. It's like saying cats come from different races. Or birds come from different races.
I feel you, brother. I don't know, they're crazy as hell. What they talking about. I do, my friend. Thank you, Kajira, for bringing that to their attention. The earth also was corrupt before Elohim. They did it right in front of them. The earth was filled with balance, just like we are now. So Yah looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all, not some, not part, not half, all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. They were doing what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it. Apologize for that ring. My youngin is calling. Hold on. Let me answer that right quick. Hey, sugar, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, hey, baby. How you doing?
Hey, what you doing?
I'm on the radio talk show, Real Talk for Real People.
Oh, okay.
We're studying. You need to be tuned in somewhere, too.
Okay, I am.
I just called to tell you I love it. It won't, you know, Dad don't talk that long anyway. As a matter of fact, did I call you back or did I text you back your sister's number that night you called me?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Oh, no. I ended up finding
you. Okay, cool. And you know, your brother called me last night. I think he was a little lit. Don't say nothing to him.
Yeah, he definitely just loved calling people when he drunk.
Yeah, he was a little lit.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds like him.
All right, so Dan, love you, okay?
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Sorry about that, y'all. You know, when you're chilling cold, sometimes you got to answer. My apologies. That's how you got to show some love to your children. You know, Dad don't talk that much anyway. My apologies to y'all. And now we're going to get to the point that Noah prepares that. And he look at everything. Noah didn't second guess. He didn't have to pre-plan. He didn't have to think of anything to do. He just had to do follow orders. See, we have people that don't like following orders, don't know how to follow orders, and can't nobody. And that's why we're not usable. Nobody can use anybody that don't follow orders. Nobody can use anybody that don't follow instructions. And that's the beauty of Noah. He follows instructions. Here's how you can figure that out. Yah said to Noah. Yeah, go ahead, Katria.
So before you get into Noah following Yah's instruction,
right?
The 11th verse says the earth was corrupt before Yah,
right.
And the earth
right.
was filled with violence, like it yep. is now.
Like
Yah
it is
saw
now.
That the earth and saw that it was corrupt for all flesh. How much of flesh?
All.
Only all flesh.
Which means the animals too had corrupted their way on earth. So a lot of people speculate that these men of renown, these giants, who are half angel, half men, created the dinosaurs.
Right. Okay.
Because they had 800-900 years to live, and they were much greater than the scientists we have today as far as genetic engineering and all that.
Right.
But that's the same thing they're doing today. Crossbreeding and genetically modifying things, but they don't have as much time to develop on the same level that those men back then developed the dinosaurs.
I can see that, Katria. And I can't argue that point. Because how could you corrupt something unless you crossbreed something that was not supposed to be crossbred? A DNA. I could go along with that, Katria. Thank you, Katria.
And the thing to confirm it, Yonso,
he confirmed it when he said even the beasts were corrupted.
So when the Most High told Noah to bring the animals that he created to the ark or allow to and whatever, the dinosaurs didn't come, did they?
No. Okay. Only what the Elohim created, and they came. Noah didn't have to go search them out. These animals responded to the Elohim. Now, I think, Katria, perhaps if the Most High did call those dinosaurs, they wouldn't have came anyway. So, because they weren't created by the Elohim. They were crossbred. But these animals, what he created, they heed the voice of the Elohim. That's why Noah didn't have to come search for birds and squirmy things, cattle, or chickens, or what, turkeys, or whatnot. They came right because they are connected with the Elohim as we should be, obedient. Thank you, Katria, for enlightening the people and bringing that to their attention. And Yah said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, through these animals, and through these men and women. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. And I looked up the word gopher wood. It's an unidentified tree. In this time, but you know, the tree, it existed at one point in time, but it's unidentified now. Make room in the ark. Go ahead, Carter.
This is the Most High said he was going to destroy it with?
He hasn't said it yet.
Which is the Most High say he was going to destroy mankind with?
I'm saying, I don't see what method you're saying.
Right. He said, behold, I will destroy them and the earth, with the earth.
Right.
Verse 13.
Okay, but it isn't said what method he's going to use yet.
Right.
But the fact that
use the earth as a weapon against mankind, that's what we underestimate. Because Yah controls the water, the wind, the fire, the air, the sun, the moon, and the stars, don't you?
But yeah, Katria, but you can conclude by virtue of what he's building, what tool he going to use by reference of the earth to destroy this. A big ship, you can assume it wasn't by fire, it wasn't by a tornado, it wasn't by a hurricane, it's going to be water. So you can make that assumption, he's going to destroy it by this water, which is to come.
So you mentioned hurricanes and tornadoes, right?
Yeah.
This ain't hurricane season, is it? I mean, tornado season, is it?
But they're coming.
Usually tornado season starts in the spring.
Right.
But Yah is unleashing the earth's power on mankind because the same thing that was going on then is going on now.
Praise Yah, Katria. Good conclusion. And Yah says, as far as this ark is concerned, make rooms in the ark. Cover it inside and outside with pitch, which is a form of tar, sticky tar, and which was water resistant. And this is how you make it. The length of this ark shall be 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. Specifications, you shall make one window for the ark. And you shall finish it to a cubit from above the top of the ark and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself, he's mentioning Cartrell, I myself, Yah says, am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy it from under the heaven, all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die, Yah says. But I will establish my covenant, my contract with you, Noah, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, your son wives with you. And every living thing of all flesh shall bring two of every sort to the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after that kind, of animals after that kind, which he had made, and of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, which he had made. Two of every kind. What Yah said, you ain't got to look for, will come to you to keep them alive. You should take for yourself of all food that is eaten. You shall gather it to yourself, and there shall be food for you and for them. Whatever you eat, check this out. The Most High modified these animals' taste buds. He said, whatever y'all eat, they gonna eat it too. Y'all temporarily modified their taste bud. That's why, y'all think I'm lying? Let me reread it. You should take for yourself of all food that is eaten. You should gather it to yourself. It shall be food for you and for them, those animals. Thus Noah did, well, obedient, according to all that Yah commanded him, so he did. He did not deviate. He did not alter. He did not modify. He did not assume. And that's what we have to be like. To be a friend of the Elohim. You don't alter. You don't modify. You don't assume. You don't deviate. You do it strictly to the letter. Problem with us. That's why we are monstrosity. Because we want to bring that sort of offering to the Elohim just like Cain did. And then when y'all don't want to tell, man, I'm going to bust Yom Suf up. What Yom Suf did? You want to bust me up upside the head, but you went wrong. Don't deviate from the plan, people. Don't alterate. Don't modify when it comes to the Elohim. He's telling you, this how I am. I don't need you to do nothing extra. That's why we have become a monstrosity. It is true, unfortunately, and the evidence doesn't lie. Keep on tracks. Do what the Elohim tells you to do it, when he tell you to do it, how he tell you to do it, and when he said jump, you say hi, hi. It's the only way you're going to have a constructive and positive relationship in the case of Noah with the Elohim. You cannot deviate from the Most High Word, his commands. No matter how you don't like them, it ain't going to matter because you like them. Because it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't mean nothing what you like or what I like. It only matters to you or should matter to you what the Elohim requires of you and what he likes. Because that's going to make your life peaceful. It's going to make it successful. It's going to make it a blessing to your heritage. All that other mess you're doing. It doesn't work for you. It works on you. Look at us. We have monstrosity. As Cartrell said, we don't life support. No, even know it. A little 6-year-old going to a school and shoot up a woman just because she told him the right thing. A man murders his wife for whatever odd reason and hides the body with three small children. What kind of, we have become, just like y'all said, just wicked as we thinking wicked. And inequity continually. You murder the mother of your children, little children, and then you try to hide the body. But Yah says the blood's going to be accounted for anyway. You can get away from here, but you ain't going to get away from the Elohim. You go into the pit. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. God trails us to have Yah. Y'all have the mic.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
You know, I was thinking also that now, suppose Noah was disobedient. If he was just as wicked, that would have been a little mess because Noah helped by being obedient to save mankind. Because if he wouldn't have did what Yah told him to do, might not be no today. Might not be no mankind. So I'm just thinking that out.
Well, it wouldn't be just mankind because he saved all living. All the animals he saved, all the insects he saved, every living thing that y'all want to save. So he saved man and he saved every living animal that's on the planet now. So
right.
how many skills?
And didn't obey, we would have been something else. I'm sorry.
I thought you wasn't finished.
No, I was just saying, I get what you're saying. That's why I was saying, yes, I'm so glad that Moses was obedient.
Noah, not Moses. Moses was obedient too, but we're talking about Noah.
Yeah, I mean Noah.
So how many skills did Noah have to have? Let's count them.
Ooh.
He had to be a farmer to grow the food to store up in the ark, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to be a carpenter in order to build the ark, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he had to be a zookeeper to take care of all the life that was on that ark. So we can see how great Noah really was. we take for granted. He just built the ark according to specifications. But when you really penetrate what he had to do, he had to have a lot of skills.
Indeed, man wearing many hats and obedience.
And the food that he was eating and storing up, it's the same type of food that caused him to live 500, 600, 700, 800 years. It ain't like the food today. So the food that he stole was very, very super nutritious.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
I guess I want to keep it tied up in the back. Might as well move on to Proverbs.
No, I had some water, and so, you know, I got a head cold and I'm stuffed up, so I had to get some water. You know, you got to drink a lot of water when you got those head colds. Well, Cottrell, Sister Abby, our fellow students, we're ready to proceed on if you guys have turned over every leaf for us and bring to bring. You know what, Country? I like the part before we move on. Because here's why I like this part. You were speaking in reference to Noah. That Noah didn't seem to have these skills early on as far as building that ark was concerned. But the Most High gave him the skills needed in order to build that ark. Sometimes it don't seem like you got the skills to do something. But when the Most High give you a task, you seem to find those skills to do what you need to do if you wanted to do what you need to do. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hidden skills, hidden talent. Each of us have some hidden talent. Right?
Exactly. Part of our innate nature, brother.
The title that you read about this chapter is kind of deceiving.
Right.
What's the title of the chapter?
Right. Okay, let me go back. I didn't already turn to Proverbs. Let me turn the book right quick. It's the wickedness and judgment of man.
The wickedness and judgment of man? What about the angels? See, that leaves
right
out that part. Because
yeah,
the angels had a major part in it, didn't
they? Yeah, they part of it. And not only man, animals too. Those crossbreeds. Those crossbreeds.
Well, animals like today didn't have power over man. Man does what they want to the animals because the Most High gave them dominion. And you're talking
right
about superior beings. Angels half men. So animals had no chance.
Exactly.
Until they became monstrosities like dinosaurs and they got out of control.
Exactly. Exactly. Something that the Most High, but they wanted to play God.
Right.
They created monstrosities.
The theory about how the dinosaurs disappeared.
Right.
It's just as crazy as the Big Bang Theory. They say a meteor
struck
hit somewhere. A meteor struck the Earth and wiped out the dinosaur.
No,
really?
they forgot about the fluid.
Right. And if a meteor hit the Earth and wiped out the dinosaur, which is probably the biggest beast you've probably seen on the planet, how come it didn't
exactly
wipe out everything else?
Exactly. It would stand to reason now, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
But they don't have any reason, so they don't stand for anything.
And think about that. If a meteor hit them and wiped them out, you wouldn't find whole fossils of dinosaur. You would find shattered bones and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But when they find dinosaurs, and where do they find them? They find dinosaurs in the mountains. Why do they find dinosaurs in the mountains? Because they was running from that flood.
And some of those bodies were floating in there too. They settled in some of those mountain crevices.
Yes, because they were so heavy they couldn't escape. Like being in quicksand, mud just
exactly
mudslide. Got them.
Exactly.
Does that make more sense?
It makes a whole lot.
And with science,
sense
be thrown out there.
Yeah, because it makes sense, Coach. It would stand to reason. And it was raining and the ground got soft. They got bogged down in these mud pits. Yeah, that was stand to reason. It was too huge. Yeah.
And when the water rose higher and higher above the mountain, what happens when the waters reach above the mountains?
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you, they freeze. So you get flash freezing. Because, you know,
right.
At the top of most mountains, there's a ice cap, right? Because
exactly.
It's so cold.
Exactly.
So if the water's above the mountain, a lot of that water froze, flash flood. They, some say that's how we got Antarctica in the North Pole.
Exactly. I wouldn't doubt it, Country.
And they talk about the ice age.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with you on that point.
How could you get an ice age without a flood?
Exactly. Well, that's when you're reasonable and you're rational and you think things too. But when you're emotional and you listen to what people tell you, uneducated people about the Elohim, you believe anything. You don't question it. And we need to start questioning things that your enemy brings to your table. And there's studies and there's scientific studies and so on and so forth. Certainly in regards to the Elohim, in regards to your heritage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cartrell. And now I want to thank you, Cartrell, and Sister Abigail. I don't know how you're going to proceed on. Well, Cartrell, you just going to proceed on yourself. But if Abigail got a bus to move, well, at least she don't feel any trepidations about it.
Okay.
So Saturday.
We had Proverbs 29.
Yes, that's correct.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for even creating our King, King Solomon. He dropped these rules on us. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
He who is often rebuked and stiffens his neck will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. So, I mean, that's obvious right there. Somebody trying to rebuke you, that means they're trying to correct the direction that you're going in. And if you don't want to hear that, that means that you're headed for destruction. You heard that record before?
Well, Cartrell, mm-hmm. It's imperative for that individual. Simply change your ways, man.
Right.
Simply correct your ways.
This is how we are as a nation. Most I call us hard-headed, stiff-necked. We don't want correction. Verse 2. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father. But a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. Oh, yes. The king. By justice makes the land stable. But he who takes bribes tears it down. Can't have a corrupt king.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Sadu, the new speaker of the house.
What's his name? What's that fellow name? McCarthy. I think Sister Abigail mentioned McCarthy.
Mr. McCarthy.
Yeah.
How many bribes has he taken to get the power position that he got?
Hey, he sold out. I don't think he got a bribe left.
So a man who flatters his neighbor, which politicians do, spreads a net for his feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's setting you up, butter you up. Oh, you're the best. You're the greatest. You're the champ. But in the meantime, he got a knife in your back.
I'm always suspicious of flattery, Katria. Flattery will get you nowhere with me.
Okay. That's the gateway into your heart, right?
Exactly.
Because you like to hear, you know, people talk about you in a good way.
Right.
Sometimes they do that to disarm you.
Yeah, they can over-embellish, right. They can over-embellish. Just simply tell the truth if you want to say something. But you ain't got to over-embellish. And that's called flattery. You're over-embellishing things to make you feel, blow your head up.
Well, it could be an indication of the person's envy. They envy your new car, your new house, your fly shoes, right. The way you dress.
Right.
They're going to tell you, you look good, man. Them shiny shoes, that brand new spanking good car, man, you got going on.
Exactly. The big setup.
It says, huh? Big setup.
The big setup.
They can't wait to see you fall.
You better believe it.
An evil man is snared by his sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad. You ain't got to worry about being snared by your own deeds and actions. If you wicked, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later.
Yeah.
The righteous care about justice for the poor, and that should be in all of our hearts. The wicked aren't concerned about knowledge. Oh, wow. So people that don't like knowledge or discipline or seeking wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, they're wicked? Sure they are. Because wisdom is the way to the Most High, isn't it, right?
Exactly.
Mockers stir up the city, but wise men turn away anger. If you're wise, that's what you're supposed to be doing. People shouldn't be angry all the time. What you angry
right.
for? Most I got reason to be more angry with all of us than any of us got reason to be angry with each other. Believe me. If a wise man goes to court with a foolish man, the fool rages or stalks, and there is no peace.
You can't have peace with a fool. That was what the LAM says.
Right. Mm-hmm. And usually a wise man, he don't really be hanging out with no fool. But it sounds like a lawyer taking a foolish man to court.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than have the wise man speak to him, the fool goes off and scoffs and stirs things up. Not in his own behalf, but just because he's a fool. The bloodthirsty hate a man of integrity, and they seek the life of the upright. They are bloodthirsty men. They don't like righteousness.
Praise
the fool vents all his anger. Huh? Would you say, Sister Ivy?
She got dropped off, Cartrell. Continue on, brother.
Oh, okay.
You call back.
Verse 11. Mm-hmm. A fool vents all of his anger, but a wise man brings himself under control. You got to control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Rule over your spirit, like Yah told Cain.
Mm-hmm.
If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. David. Exactly.
Yeah. King David didn't want no liars, no wicked men around him because a corruption, and he don't want a corruption in his spirit.
Exactly.
The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. Yah gives sight to the eyes of both.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The king who fairly judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Yeah, the Most High always considers the poor. You know, he ain't impressed with all your power and might and your kingdom. He's wondering if he's going to take you to the poor or the people. King, even the king got to do this. The rod of correction gives wisdom. But a child left himself causes shame to his mother. So you have to be diligent in raising your children. A lot of people today leave their children to themselves. They put them on iPods, on computers, put them in front of the TV, and then they go about their business. You're basically leaving a child to himself, right?
Exactly.
It says, when the wicked increase, sin increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Yes. It doesn't matter how big and powerful they get. There comes a point where the Most High brings judgment and brings them down. Correct your son, and he will give you peace. Yes, he will bring the light to your soul. Again, you got to focus on your children. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But one who keeps the law is blessed. And we see that now, right? People casting off restraint. Because
right.
there is no revelation of the Most High Word. Everybody's doing their own thing. A servant can't be corrected by words. Though he understands, yet he will not respond. That sounds like the nation of Israel.
Exactly.
Because Yah, he said many prophets with many words. We understood the words. And yet we didn't respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? He has more hope for a fool than for him. Yeah. It's good to think about what you're going to say before you just pop off from the top of your head. He who pampers a servant from you will have him become his son in the end. So just like Abraham and Eleazar, Moses' servant, Abraham's servant, he can
mm-hmm.
trust him with everything that he had, because he probably trained him from when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in sin. So if you're out there being angry, Most I don't like you. A man's pride brings him low, but one of lowly spirit gains honor. That's that humility. See, some people think that anger and boastfulness and pride and all that, you know, brings them glory and honor and all that. Most High saying the lowly of spirit gains honor. Whoever is an accomplice of a thief is an enemy of his own soul. So y'all want to take part in the American dream? America is stolen from some people here. And you want to be an accomplice to them. That's like Patty Hearst. What you call that, Stockholm syndrome?
Stockholm.
Yes. You don't want to be a companion to a thief. Mm-hmm. He takes an oath, but dares not testify. Okay. They take the fifth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fear of man proves to be a snare. Uh-oh. Don't be so fearful, because it's a mm-hmm. snare to you. But whoever puts his trust in Yah is kept safe. If you trust Yah, there's no need to fear, no need to be afraid. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's justice comes from Yah. If you're not seeking justice from Yah, and you're seeking favor from powerful people, you're on the wrong path. A dishonest man detests the righteous, and the upright in their ways detests the wicked. Yes. Can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
Either you're righteous and honest, or you're dishonest and honest.
Right. They don't have any love or constructive relationship in regards to one another.
No, the righteous ain't hanging out with a dishonest man.
No.
And a dishonest man, the wicked hate.
Exactly.
And a righteous man hates the wicked people, so that's how it goes.
It's mutual hating. And they say, you know, it's supposed to hate. Righteous people hate evil people, wicked people. And even wicked people hate righteous people. It's just that stop trying to be their friend. They're not your friend. Okay?
And to try to say that hate is not of the Most High, and you're lying on the Most High.
Yeah. Look, some hating going on that ain't hurting you sometimes. Time and place for everything.
No doubt. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, for our great King, King Solomon, and the clear, crystal clear vision that he gives us. We need to learn how to rule our spirit. We need to help poor people. We need to focus on our children, our sons and our daughters. And we need to learn how to walk the righteous path. We got to be wise.
Yeah, children left to their own devices, they cannot raise themselves.
No.
They have to be raised. They have to be trained. Otherwise, they're going to cause you misery down the road. Truth be told. All right.
And themselves.
And themselves. You better believe it. Better take an exclusive advice. Believe it. Gautrell, thank you very much, brother, for stepping in for Sister Abby. I want to thank you, listeners, fellow students, for sharing the studies with us. Most importantly, I want to thank and praise the Most High for our opportunity to share his word, his truth, and codification, his specification, according to how he wants you to have a constructive and positive relationship with him, by being obedient and listening to him and following his instruction. I want to thank the Most High for that. I want to thank the Most High for Sister Avia and Brother Cartier that puts in their due diligence as far as his work is concerned and sharing the studies with people. No, they're not perfect, but they're good enough for the LOM, which makes them good enough for the Real Talk for Real People study show. We all got flaws. That's why we're working on them every day. And we hope you're working on your flaws too. We hope you stand correction and you get corrected, because it's not going to work. It's not going to do anything for us. But it'll work wonders for you to learn to accept correction instead of being hard. You can't tell me nothing. Well, okay, fine by me. I'm going to get out your way. That's our philosophy about everything. We can bring it to your attention. We can take a horse to the water. We certainly can't make it drink. He'll just stand up there and dehydrate himself to death. That's on him. But that horse can't say we didn't take it to the water. That's if that horse happened to be you. But we strongly advise and suggest that you listen to the Most High, you follow his specification, his codification, certainly by virtue of the Psalms, wisdom and understanding, the Proverbs. I want to thank the Most High, as I said, for Cartier and Sister Abby, for doing that due diligence, because they believe they're more obligated and duty-bound to do no less, to follow these instructions to the letter, just like Noah. I want to thank the Most High for leading examples whom we should emulate and not the wicked of the world. I want to thank the Most High for my health, strength, family. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to help people when the opportunity presents itself, and to help the poor and needy when the opportunity to present itself. And I want to thank the Most High for everything I am to become and everything I am to be, as long as it's pleasing to Him. Praise God and bless His holy name. Contrail.
You said it all, and I echo your sentiments and thanking Yah for all the things that you just mentioned and for His loving kindness and tender mercy that He shows us for the path and the way that's still clear. Even though, you know, people say the book is tampered with, come to find out when you really indulge yourself in it, Most High does show Himself and show us the way. So I'm thanking Him for all things and everything. Can't even thank Him for everything in this brief moment that we have in time. But He knows my heart. He knows my spirit. Knows my soul. He knows that I'm grateful for my family, for my brothers and sisters, you, Yom Kippari, Sister Abia, and all the Israelites that's trying to awaken and walk the way that Yah would have us walk. So I'm blessed, and I bless Yah back. Because He said, bless those that bless you. So I bless Yah. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Yah.
Praise Yah. I want to land back off what Cartrell said, that final statement. I want to bless the LOM too. Praise and bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Well, Cartrell, my fellow students, it's been very informative and enlightening. Now it's time for you to put in some work. Continue your studies, burn the midnight oil, and make the applications. It's okay to know something, but if you don't do something, it doesn't going to do your world of good. Simply to know and don't do. Walk with the LOM. Don't sit it. Talk with it. Walk with it. Put it into action. We love you. May the Most High bless you, and shalom, and good night. We'll see you next week, the Most High will. Cartrell?
Yes, sir. Shalom and good night, fam. May the Most High bless and be with us. Be safe. Shalom and good night.
Be safe. Shalom and good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart, chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers.